we're talking about tonight. When I thought about this title, I thought about all sorts of things, some of the things which JP has brought, I will probably have brought. And then I thought about this scripture, which I'm just going to read to you, and you'll probably know where it's from as soon as I read it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I think about those few verses from Isaiah and quoted again in Luke. It talks a little bit about healing there, doesn't it? But if you think about it, first of all, God is our healer, as we've been looking at tonight. Sometimes that healing God brings through doctors, doesn't he? God gives them ability to heal. Also, if you think about the drugs which are made, they come from things that God has made, you know, from plants and things. So God is our healer, isn't he? And then, as JP has said, Jesus is our healer, isn't he? He's the chief healer. If you think about Jesus' healing ministry, what did JP ask you to remember? Jesus healed all of those people that came to him, didn't he? Didn't leave anybody out. So Jesus had a mighty healing ministry. But in this scripture, it also takes it a step further. It says, but you have been anointed, your anointing is upon me, because you have anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal people, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring the recovery of sight to the blind. And that means us as well, doesn't it? So there's God, isn't there? And there's Jesus that are healers. And also, we're called to heal people. It's not our power, but we're called to do it, aren't we? As people, as Christians, as church leaders, we have to pray for people, don't we? And as JP says, the prayer of faith is the one where the people get healed, isn't it? Lots of people need healing, and we can be part of that process, can't we, by praying for them. Now, if we don't pray for them, they may still get healed, but they're more likely to get healed if people are praying for them, aren't they? And he has anointed us, me and you, to preach the gospel, to preach healing to people, to bring liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to bring liberty to those who are oppressed. What I want us to do just before we finish tonight is, and if people want to go into the room and have a drink, they can, but what I wanted to do tonight will give people opportunity to come forward for prayer if they wanted prayer. It don't always have to be for a broken leg, does it? It doesn't always have to be because you're blind. It might be just something that needs healing, some other thing, spiritual or mental or physical. It could be something in your life which has sort of gone wrong and you need God's touch on it. So if there's anyone that feels the need healing tonight, if you want, you can take kids in other room and give them a drink or whatever. Or if you want to go, then feel free to go. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it open for anyone who wants prayer tonight. They can either come forward or we'll come and pray for you where you are and ask for God for healing in whatever you need tonight. So